You know, it's funny. I'm just leaving the. I was just leaving the. I was just leaving the green room, and I'm seeing a. I'm seeing at least it's not a hour story. It's not an hour story, but at least it's a blurb on CNN, and it says TSA understaffed heading into busy travel season. Really? Really? What did you guys get? Did you have the radio on listening to the Rob Zicari show? You stupid dummies. Explain why they're understaffed. Explain why. Unbelievable. Imagine that. This is what we'll do. We're going to cut the staff. We're going to do all these things on the IFCOM. And I'm done. All right, so listen. What happened. I knew it would happen. I told all of you that it would happen. I did. I told every single one of you it would happen. Trump is now beating Hillary. Yes. Trump is now beating Hillary. And I wish Ann Coulter would drop kick Meghan McCain for me. I wish Ann Coulter would drop kick. Just drop kick her. That's all. Just drop kick Meghan McCain. I hope when John McCain loses in Arizona, because I think he's going to lose. I hope when he loses, it's over for Meghan McCain. I do. I hope it's over for her. She's one of those never Trump people. She's a horrible, horrible person. She really is. She's just a horrible, horrible, nasty person. Horrible that. When that Quinnipiac poll came out that had Trump beating Hillary, or I should say beating Hillary in Ohio and closing the gap in Florida and in Pennsylvania? My mind went blank there. She was just that I don't believe the Quinnipiac poll. They're suspect. She went on a whole spiel about Quinnipiac being BS, because she's one of these people that I hate to go back to the Obama joke. I don't like to give him any props. I don't like to give him any props when he's talking crap on DT. Okay, I don't want to egg him on. But when he did the bit and said, "Hey, Republicans, you have a choice: chicken or fish. There is no other choice. There is no." People like McCain think there's another choice, and they actually think that there's millions and millions and millions of voters and millions of women voters that somehow will look for tofu as a third choice or pork as a fourth choice. All because the chicken choice said something negative about a woman that none of them know. That we'll get more on that because I've said it before, women are not stupid. Women aren't stupid. Women aren't going to just vote for someone because someone is of that gender, or because someone said don't vote for that person or don't support that person because that person said something bad about that person, and we as that person all have to stick together. Women aren't stupid. Women aren't like that. They're not animals. They're not pack dogs. Okay? So McCain, it's a bogus poll. Well, guess what, stupid? Guess what, a dummy who has a syndicated show only because your dad is a senator, your dad ran for president and failed, and your mom's kind of hot, okay, for an old lady. But that's beside the point. Anyways, the new ABC Washington Post poll. New ABC Washington Post poll. So, not Quinnipiac, but Washington Post ABC poll. And again, this is in line with what you've been seeing with polls. Rather, it was Quinnipiac that Meghan McCain didn't like, or it was the NBC Spunky Monkey, whatever the hell they call that poll, that showed Trump behind 4 points. And it was like 10. Remember, NBC, they create their own narratives. But if you look at that poll going from 10 to 4, that's a pretty big swing. And now, Washington Post. Washington Post, ABC. And that poll has Trump at 46 and Clinton at 44. That is an 11-point shift towards Trump. That same poll was conducted back in March. Clinton is down 5 points among registered voters, while Trump is up 6. Now again, you can dive into these numbers and go, well, yeah, but the unfavorables of Donald Trump are still high, and he still is behind with Latino voters, and he's still behind with millennial voters. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The poll says 40. Listen to me. The poll says 46 to 44. Inside that poll, you could have 95% of the people polled say, I hate Trump. The only matter, the only number that matters is the 46. 44 number. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's it. When you get into the weeds on these polls, it's just narratives to create TV show headlines. I mean, it really is. The only number that matters is chicken or fish. That's it. That's all that matters. Chicken or fish. That's it. You sit there and go, I don't really want chicken. I don't really want fish. I want a tenderloin. I want a filet. Well, that's not on the menu. It's not on the menu, okay? You know, unfavorables. 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 You're talking about 57% for Trump and Clinton. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is chicken or fish. Well, it's unfavorables with independents. 42% of independents find him unfavorable. That's what doesn't matter. Stupid. This is a national poll. Okay? This is a national poll. Plain and simple. It's a national poll. Who do you want? Chicken or fish? Doesn't matter. If you like the chicken or fish, it doesn't matter how the chicken and fish make you feel. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. What do you want? Chicken or fish? That's it. And Democrats, they're losing their minds. It's funny. Democrats go, well, you know, polls this far out mean nothing. That's nothing. But yet last month, when Trump was losing by 10, that was a big deal. When Trump was losing by 10 points on all the shows, rather it's Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper, all the Democrats, oh, this is huge, this is big, this is this. See, this means a lot. Forget the primary. The primaries are with Republican voters. They're the stupid ones. They're ignorant. They're dumb. Once it gets to the general election, that's when the polls mean something. And look, in the general election, when you're not dealing with stupid, bigoted, racist, xenophobic morons that are the Republican Party, Hillary hammers Trump, an electoral swat. It's done. Oh, okay. Here we are a month later. Trump is now beating Hillary. And all these same people are like, well, it means nothing. It means nothing. That means nothing. It's so far out. Ugh, this is polls me. Okay, I get it. It means nothing. Polls mean nothing. This is so far out. But what do you say about your assertion that now with the general election in full swing and people being polled, not being exclusively part of the Republican Party, the xenophobes, the homophobes, the racists, the Ku Klux Klan. Now, what do you say though? What do you? I get it. The poll. So what happened with all of those xenophobes? What happened? What happened? That's what I wanted. What happened? I get it. The polls are just they're. Come on, the polls, they're very, very far out. I get it, it's far out. You're right. I'm going to go with you on that. You're right. But at this point, this poll did not just consist of Republican xenophobes and racists. It consisted of the general voting public. So what's that say? What's that say? There's a bleed over. There's a bleed over from the racist, xenophobic, homophobic, Mexicophobic. There's a bleed over now. It's like dirty, polluted water that's washing up now on the shore. It was staying in the middle of the ocean, but now it's washing up. What's the deal? What's the deal? Hey, McCain, dummy, what's the deal? She was one of those people that said Trump is getting 25%. He's getting 25% of 25% of a smaller minority. It's not a lot. Okay. The guy got more votes than your dad did in the primaries. There's more enthusiasm around this guy than your father, dummy. You have a choice. You have chicken or fish. That's it. Yeah. You might not want chicken. You might not want chicken, but guess what? Chicken is a lot more appetizing than a lump of fish. Bony, nasty, stinky fish. Okay? Can only have so many fish dishes. You can only, saute it and lemonize it and fry it. You can only do so many things with fish. Chicken, oh, it's a world of options. You might not like chicken, but man, we could go through a list of great chicken dishes. Can't go through a list of great fish dishes. Maybe one or two things are all right. That are in that realm of like, yeah. But at the end of the day, fish is fish. Ugh. Ugh. I mean, who the hell likes the smell of fish? Okay? And don't get dirty here, guys. Don't get dirty, people in the audience. Don't get dirty. But who really likes the smell of fish? How'd you like to have to live with that smell every day of your life? You won't. Chicken. Nice. Fried chicken. You ever going to Kentucky Fried Chicken? Popeyes? It's good. So guess what? When the voters are presented with chicken or fish, Trump being the chicken, Hillary being the smelly fish, they go, that's all I got. There is no tofu. There is no pork. And there you go.
Well, you know what the chicken said about women, you know, yeah,
they didn't say it about me. He didn't say it about me.
Yeah, but he said it about that woman.
Yeah, and? Well, you as a woman. Me as a woman, what? Why? Why? What do I care?
Well, you...
I told you this last week, this whole women card, this notion... This notion that Democrats, whether you're a CNN Democrat, you're a MSNBC Democrat, you're a Daily Beast Democrat, you're a Politico Democrat, you are an Amazon Jeff Bezos Democrat, you're a Mark Zuckerberg Facebook Democrat. This notion that Democrats, all. You know, it's this woman. Well, if you say something about this woman, then every single woman in the entire nation is going to be against you. Because where does that come from? Where does that? Well, you want to know where it comes from? It comes from the fact that. It's a victim. It's this victimhood mentality. That's the Democrat Party. That's every. It's victims. They play the victim. Everybody's a victim. Mexicans are victims. Blacks are victims. Women are victims. And that they play. It's victim politics. That's what it is. It's victim politics, plain and simple. And they are the best at it. They are the best at it. They are the best. I mean, think about this. You have a black senator. You have a black senator, one of the few black senators. Scott, I think his name is. He's over in South Carolina. And he's a Republican. And Democrats paint any black who's a Republican as Uncle Tom's, as sellouts. Blacks in the media, rather than it's the Daily Beast or any of the internet rags that have black writers. You don't hear them praising Tim Scott. You don't hear them rallying behind Tim. Uh-uh. They paint him as this evil sellout Uncle Tom, this horrible. They don't even look at him as he's black. But here's a senator. Here's some powerful, a powerful, powerful player in our government. And he's black. He ain't half black. He ain't light skin. He's black. He's no Obama black. Okay? He's black. He's like Elijah Cummings black. Black, black, black. You would think he would be able to reach more black folk and say, guys, don't fall for this victimhood crap that the Democrats are feeding you. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Why do you have allegiance to Democrats? Tell me, a black senator, where's your elite? Why? Why? Why do you have allegiance to a 75-year-old white guy? Why do you have allegiance to a 70-year-old white woman? Why? 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 Remember, everyone, you have chicken or fish. That's it. That's it. You have two choices. That's it. And right now, this far away from the voting, this far away from the election, this far, Trump is up 46 to 44. And later in the poll, it said 44% of the voters said they wanted a third-party candidate to run. 51% said they were satisfied with the current field. Okay. It's chicken or fish. You know, again, these polls are stupid. They really are. It's just fodder. It's just it's all it is entertainment fodder. That's all. Hell, it's entertainment fodder for me, for shows like me. We do the same thing. We do the same thing. You have Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper and that whole crew of dummies dissecting the poll. Unfavorable here, and millennials don't like Trump here, and he's going to, you know, listen, this throws all of their talking points out the window. You watch tonight's shows, because it are, remember, all of these polls hit over the weekend. All these polls hit over the weekend. Tonight you'll see it full bloom. You'll see every one of these shows at panels. Because remember this. This completely throws off their narrative. This completely throws off the narrative of, and this goes for the Never Trump people, the SE Cups, this moron. It throws this out. Trump's down 10 points. Look at his unfavorables with women. 70% of the women don't like him. 75% of the women. He's never,
ever going to win the White House. He's never, ever going to win the suburban white women vote. He's never. So now tonight,
all these shows are going to have all of the pundits. Remember, we said this weeks ago. Every single one of these pundits, every single one of these so-called experts, okay? Remember, these are also the same experts that went and had their big meeting with Zuckerberg. The experts. Republican experts. Conservative experts. They're dumb. They're dumb. S.E. Cupp is a loser. She's just a loser. She's a loser, okay? If she was worth anything, she'd be working for a winning political campaign. She would be on the radio with a three-hour show. She would be on television with an hour show. She would be something more than a putz. A putz. Saying stuff that's wrong. So remember, I said all of these losers who said Trump has a ceiling, he's going to lose, he's not going to get more than 25%, and they were all wrong. And then somehow all of their BS got erased. We're supposed to basically now do a Etch-a-Sketch do-over. And all these same people are going, oh, Trump's not going to win the general. He's upside down with women. He's upside down with Hispanics. He's got to win Mexico. And all of a sudden this poll comes out and he's beating Hillary. So now what do they all say tonight on all the shows?
Well, SE, how do you explain having 70% of the women in the United States hating Donald Trump? How do you explain for him to be beating Hillary Clinton right now, there has to be a portion of women that were involved in the poll. There has to be women. How do you explain this? If he's beating Hillary Clinton now, how do you explain the 12% favorable rating with Hispanics? I thought Republicans need to win 40% of the Hispanic vote. How do you explain it?
For Trump to be winning right now, it's going to be fascinating tonight, guys. It's going to be fascinating to listen to all the talking heads. In order for Trump to be winning right now, all of the things that they have said, all of their sub-polls, all of the sub-polls, favorability, least likable, it's chicken or fish. That's how we were taught in this country. Remember when we were kids and by off chance you had a parent that said, what would you like for dinner tonight? But off chance, most of us had parents that cooked what they cooked, and that's what you ate. But off chance, my mom goes, well, what would you like tonight? Would you like chicken? Would you like some pork chops and applesauce? No, Mommy, I was thinking some pizza. Well, guess what? That's not on the menu. Well, why did you ask me what I wanted? Well, I asked you out of these two choices. Oh, but you... No, that's it. You know what? I'm making pork chops and applesauce. Okay. You know? We're taught. There's this A and there's this B. That's it. It's not... Do you want A or do you want B? Well, I want A. Okay, you picked A, but How does A make you feel inside? What do you mean? Well, you picked A, but do you like A? Well, I picked it, didn't I? Yeah, but, put that aside. Do you like A? No, I really don't like A. Okay. So you picked A, but you don't really like A. Yeah, sure. But I had to pick one. Okay, yeah. Well, so then I liked enough to pick it. Yeah, but you don't really like it. You know, I mean, it's like, it's chicken or fish. That's it. Well, 44% said they wanted the third-party candidate. Well, guess what? There's not a third-party candidate. Chicken or fish? Sorry. Chicken or fish? That's it. That's it. Okay? That's it. And even that is deceiving because there's more than a third-party candidate. When you go into that booth, there's a lot of people you could vote for besides the Republican and the Democrat. The Independent Party has a candidate, the Greenpeace, the Alien P. I mean, there's a list of people you can vote for. It's not an option for real people in the United States that have, you know, an IQ above 90. All those other options are not fulfilling. They're not. It's chicken or fish. Sure. You can have a plate of boogers. You could have a plate of day-old chicken gizzards that have been out in the sun. You can have pig intestines. Sure, those are other options, too. No one's picking them, okay? Nobody's picking them. It's chicken or fish. That's the substantive nutrition, okay? That's what's going to keep you alive. Old pig guts, not doing it. Old cow intestines, no, not going to do it. It's there. It's an option. But people aren't going to take that option. That's not on the menu. Chicken or fish. Okay? You could say you want another option. But so again, the ABC poll is just throwing stuff out there so people can have something to talk about, because the whole women vote and the whole Latino vote, it's all gone now. It really is. It's all gone. For Trump to be beating Hillary, that means all of these women that look at Trump and go, ugh, oh God, it's like dealing with my dad. It's like my dad. Ugh. But you know what? I'm cool with my dad. He put me through college, got me a car. Sure. He's gruff. He's sexist, he's chauvinist, but, you know, I've got a good life, so I'm cool with my old school dad. The notion that all the women were going to go, no, I'm going to go and vote against my principles, because that's basically what Democrats are saying to women. That's what they're saying to Republican women. That's what the Rachel Maddows, that's what the Chris Matt, that's what they're all saying. Hey, all you women out there, hey, all you women out there, you are principled Republicans. Forget the conservatives, because we're constantly battling this word conservative. What's a real conservative? What are conservative principles? Let's deal with Republican, okay? You're a Republican woman. There's certain things that the Republican platform stands for. Certain part of the Republican orthodoxy that you believe in. There's things that the Democrats do that you do not believe in. Might just be one thing. Might just be one thing. You might be a woman that is for gun rights. And when I say gun rights, you're a woman that doesn't believe that you should be watching Saturday Night Live, and there should be jokes being made about you being paranoid that you're going to have your guns taken from you and you're a hillbilly. So maybe that's something that is important to you. Maybe that one issue. Maybe that one issue. Maybe you are pro-gun. Maybe you take the stance that, hey, I know how to handle a gun responsibly. I have a child. I have a gun box. I have a gun safety clip, a gun trigger safe, whatever the hell the thing is. I'm a responsible gun owner. Why should I be demonized for the non-responsible gun owners that leave their gun laying around and their six-year-old shoots themselves in the face? Why is that my fault? Why is that my fault? No different than the person that could drink alcohol and not become an alcoholic and sell everything in their house and be homeless and have to go and give people $5 handies over on the street corner to survive. Or get in a car and mow down families. Maybe some people go, well, why should I be punished for the irresponsible alcohol user? That's silly. So maybe it's that one issue. And a woman believes in gun rights. And doesn't believe in demonizing gun owners or demonizing guns. And she's being told, hey, see this guy? He said something bad about Rosie O'Donnell. He said something bad about Carly Fiorina. He was on a comedy show on numerous times and talked about a woman's appearance. So he's disgusting. And you're a woman, and you should be disgusted. And in turn, you should not vote for that person. You should vote for this woman. Yes, this woman that does not support positions that are important to you. Matter of fact, one of the core positions that you feel passionate about, she's opposite on. So you need to go against your core belief in maybe this one position. Maybe there's other positions, but we're just dealing with the one position. You need to go against your core belief on this one position, because this guy called Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig. And that woman is supposed to go, okay, that's ludicrous. But that's what not just Democrats, but Republican Never Trumpsters, they believe that. The SC Cups believe that. The Dana LaDoshas believe that. They believe that. They actually believe that. They believe a woman should say, oh, I'm going to go against my principles. I'm going to go against what I believe in and vote for this woman. who's against what I believe in because this guy that represents my party is a chauvinist, or he's sexist, or he's disrespectful to Carly Fiorina. That's insane. It's insane, and they believe that. And this poll shows that women aren't stupid. This poll shows it. This poll completely blows the hole in their theory. Completely blows the hole in their theory. And it plays more into the theory of what I've said. That you have millions of women that have dads. They have uncles. They have best friends' dads. They've all experienced guys in their lives that are in their 60s and 70s that say, hey, honey, hey, dear. They've all experienced this. And they've experienced this not by a guy at work grabbing them on their ass. It's not what I'm talking about. They've experienced it with their dad, with their uncle, with their cousin, saying, hey, honey. Or that girl's hot. Or, well, why don't you settle down and find a guy to marry? And, you know, why are you trying to be a doctor? They've all experienced it. They've all experienced that old school mentality. And when they experienced it, they didn't then say to their dad, or their uncle, their cousin, I hate you. I wish you death. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you don't exist in life anymore. They don't do that. They don't do that. How many of us have grandparents? Or if you're old like me, your grandparents are dead and you just have parents or uncles. But how many of us still have old relatives that are very racist? Very racist. Do we sit there and condemn them to hell? Do we sit there and condemn them and say, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I will not support anything that you do. No. No. But that's what Democrats are expecting women to do as far as Trump's concerned. And Republicans who hate Trump are expecting and demanding women to do that. And it just doesn't work like that. And this poll shows it. This poll shows it. Take your feelings of the candidate, throw it out the window. No different than Hillary Clinton's unfavorables. Hillary Clinton's negatives, her unfavorables, her weak performance with millennials, all of those things are the same as Trump or worse. Or less. His is worse. Rather, it's 5 points, 8 points. But let's face it. When Trump has an unfavorable rating in a certain area by 60 points, and Hillary Clinton's is 50 points, you're basically the same. Okay? You're basically the same. If your unfavorables are above 50, I mean, now you're just splitting unfavorable hairs. Okay, let's face it. You're just splitting unfavorable hairs. But with Hillary, it's the same thing. If you're a Democrat and you believe in Democrat principles, there's There's aspects of the Republican Party that you do not support. You will not support it under any circumstances, no matter how much you despise Hillary Clinton, no matter how much you hate Hillary Clinton, no matter how much you think she's corrupt, because for Hillary Clinton to have unfavorables the way she does, there's Democrats that go, I hate her. I despise her. But, forget that it's Trump. Things in the Republican Party, there's platform position, there's things that they represent that under no circumstances I will be for. So no matter how much I hate Hillary Clinton, I will never, ever support a Republican, regardless of who it is. Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You have a Republican, you have a Democrat. Each one stands for positions. Each one stands for positions. And no matter what position they take, the likable factor means nothing. It means nothing. You're going to get people that are going to step in line and vote for Hillary Clinton because she stands for principles of the Democrat Party. You're going to have people stand in line with Donald Trump because they believe in principles of the Republican Party. That's it. Plain and simple. And to think that women are going to abandon their principles because Donald Trump said, hey, this woman is a five because she doesn't have big boobs. And it's perplexing because if that really was the case, if they really believed, I mean, again, it's I call it the wishful thinking. We talk about it on the show all the time. But if that was the case, there would be no Bill Clinton. There would be no Hillary Clinton. There would be none of the campaigning you're seeing because Bill Clinton has a horrible record with women. Guys, let's face it. Okay? This isn't just a Republican talking point, but just the whole Monica. Listen, Monica Lewinsky today, a president having a relationship with an intern, with a worker, with somebody who has a job for the president. It would never fly. So if it was a big deal, there would be no Hillary Clinton. People would be, Democrats would be, imagine, Democrats want women to reject Trump because Trump has said a woman can't be a 10 unless she's got big boobs. So they want other women to reject Trump, but they want those same women to want Hillary and Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, I mean, the history of Bill Clinton is a laundry list. I mean, a guy who sits in a hotel room waiting for a worker to come up for a meeting and the girl comes up and you're sitting on the couch with your penis out and you're like, hey, want to just kiss it a little? And you're like, whoa, this is creepy. I mean, that's heavy stuff. That's heavy stuff, but don't care. Women don't care. Women don't care. So for Democrats to put this out there and Never Trump women to put it out there and say, oh, well, you know, women are, no, it's not like that. You got chicken or you got fish. That's the two choices. That's the two. You might want steak, but you're not getting steak. Okay? And this notion, again, that unfavorables for Clinton and Trump are a record, okay? So what? I repeat. You have two choices. Okay? You have two choices. I'll do one better for you. Every choice that we have as Americans, every choice that we ever make is never, ever the picture perfect choice. And circumstances involved in that choice are never picture perfect. No family is picture perfect. No husband is picture perfect. No wife is picture perfect. But it's the best choice that we have. Okay? It's the best situation we have. And not all things that are in that situation, in that choice, in that circumstance is great. But that doesn't mean it gets thrown out the window. So you could take all your unfavorable ratings. You could take all your BS, who do you want to have a beer with? You could take, doesn't matter. It's chicken or fish. Which one do you want more? Chicken or fish? Well, I'll go with the chicken, but I don't like it. Well, okay. Sorry, but that's the choice. And then the final little nub in this is, well, who would you pick? Clinton, Trump, or Romney? Who would you pick? Well, 37% choose Clinton, and 35% choose Trump. And the rest of that vote is split up between Romney and another failed Republican candidate. So at the end of the day, Hillary wins by 2 points. Trump loses by 2 points, and Romney becomes the spoiler. Again, it's an option that's not there. It's not the pork option. It's chicken or fish. End of story. And right now, people picked the chicken. Yes, the Donald Trump, or we should call it Trump chicken. They picked that.